It never ends. The need, the ache, the feelings I have. It's everywhere. Any bit of touch sets everything into a haze, straight to a place I long to be touched. You walk across the room. You don't see me. I see you. I see you pass me by. But I can feel you too. Though you may never feel me, your eyes linger like mine. Never ache for me, never aware of the feelings pooling throughout my body. That's alright with me. I have my needs. But I have my means. No one knows my body better than I do. A long day of pathetic glances and shivers to hide. I go home. Home to an empty house. But I don't feel lonely. The fantasy fills me. I've learned to take the ache and turn it to pleasure myself. And that is fine. My heart pounds, knowing what's ahead. But I try to slow down. It's better when I wait. It's better when I build it up. It's the best when I've held back all day. I shower slowly, taking each drop of water down my body gladly, washing away the pains of the day while keeping that desire underneath my skin. I can't lose that feeling. My hands slide down and towards between my legs, a small tease, one finger through the folds, wetter than the water dripping down the rest of me. I was ready. I take my time. No use in rushing. It's better when I wait. It's better when I build it up. Now I get what I want when I've held it back all day. I don't bother redressing. It isn't needed. I crawl to bed. The empty bed. Empty. But not lonely, I grin. Time to dive in. My fantasy, my desire, my fantastic capacity to paint a dirty picture. I'm very good. I lay down gently, my fingers lightly grazing my thighs, tracing lines like constellations between the freckles on my skin. Mapping a path to the most sensitive parts of my body, but not touching that special spot yet. My other hand grabs one breast, my right. It's bigger than the left, just in case you were wondering, and a bit more sensitive. You know, my fantasy of you knows. I picture your hands over mine, tracing the burning path I've made. You know what I want. It's happened so many times before. Those eyes that wander past at work linger close in this quiet room of mine. The thing about fantasies is that they're only as real as you allow them to be. And I'm all in. I want you. Fantasy or not, it never fails. I'm very good. Breathing in and out. In and out. It's coming time. Well, not coming time. But time to take the plunge. Pretend that was a sexier sentence. I said I was good at fantasizing, not wordsmithing. I shake the insecurity. No place for that here. No place between those fantasy hands and me. I want it. Constantly. I move my hand with the fantasy gently holding me. deeper and deeper, until I feel the gentle brush of a finger through the folds. I inhale deeply. This is it. This is what I've been longing for. I don't need a real thing when I have your hands right here when I want them. One, two, one more swipe between the folds, gathering the wetness that I've created myself. Just this has me shivering, and not because I'm feeling chilly, though I should probably turn the AC down. Anyway, please, I want it inside, I say to myself, which is channeled through you. One finger to start, take a deep breath and let me in. The exhale happens fast, letting out the anticipation with a satisfied sigh. It feels so much better when I'm in control. No worries of how you treat me, because this you knows just how. It may not be real, but fuck, it sure feels like it. One finger in and out, gently starting to pick up the pace. I look up to my ceiling and pretend that you're there, holding my body so gently. The heat of your hands almost feels like your hair. I arch my back and lean into that fantasy you, make eye contact and moaning, letting me feel each and every touch with that imagination of mine. Two fingers now, you whisper gently in my ear, sending a wave of pressure to my clit. It's been dying for attention, but she's a patient little thing. Those fantasy hands know exactly what she likes. One rub this way, slide your fingers down now, swirl it back up the side. Perfect. I knew you could do it, because I made you know how. The tingles in my body spin through each limb of my body. It pulses and burns. I'm already so close. But you, and back down. You know I like to be teased. Bringing your fingers to your mouth and cleaning them off from their journey below. It looks like it tasted good from that look in your eye. Now kiss me and chew me. It's my turn to taste. I don't know what your cock looks like, which is probably better. I prefer something medium size. It fits like a glove and it hits just the right spot. Maybe curved a little. That would be cute. Maybe bigger today. Maybe smaller tomorrow. The nice thing about fantasy you is you're everything I need. You're everything I want. And what I want is you inside me. But fantasy you still has needs of his own. So I lay you back on the bed very gently. I thank past me for making him naked already. Straight access to that customizable cock. Today straight, but has veins down the side, the ridges. Oh fuck, they feel good when I take you within me. The other thing I like about fantasy you, your cum tastes delicious. I will gladly chase down your orgasm. Give me that sweet, sweet cum down my throat. Fantasy you moons and tosses your head. Yes, more. I want to hear more. It turns me on seeing you like this, though it's likely far from the truth. I don't care. Here, you're mine. And I use you how I want. Licking the tip very gently, swirling my tongue around. Fantasy likes when I do that. And when I lick down the sides, fuck, you sound pretty. Those moans that you make, I want them more and more with each lick and suck. I'm good at this. Well, I like to pretend I am. But you'll never know. So right now, I'm fucking incredible. Don't come yet though. That's for later. I have more left to do. But what position I want? I love me some missionary. So that's fantasy you. But this isn't your fantasy, so my vote is more important. Lotus, Amazon, scissor straddle, God, the possibilities are endless, but my throbbing clit and your aching cock are becoming too much to handle. I turn on my stomach from behind, lay down gently, lazy doggy, fuck yes. The fantasy way drops across my back gently. I moan as I feel your breath against my ear, the sheets rubbing back and forth against my chest, creating even more friction that makes my pussy drip more. I can feel your cock now. It's right by my entrance and it's brushing back and forth. Such a tease. Before you slide in, I have a moment of clarity. The dildo in my hand that I imagined was you feels particularly hard in the lube-slicked hand. I really am alone. And it hits hard. Why now? Why when it was just getting good? It hurts that you may never feel me. It burns that your eyes never linger like mine. You'll never ache for me. You'll never be aware of the feelings pooling throughout my body. A tear starts to form. What the fuck is happening? My imagination begins to crumble. No, come back. One tear. Now two, three, four, five, six, it goes on. The silence in the room becomes real. But suddenly, something brushes my tears away. Fantasy you. That fantastical, fake but perfectly shaped you. The warmth of your body drapes down across me once more. You kiss down my neck. It's okay. Just for now. Let me make you feel good. I nod. Please, make my fantasy come true. Take the choice away from me. Let me not know the ending. As you enter inside me, something stirs. And not just my pussy. My feelings. My soul. My self-worth. My doubt. Your hand reaches around and rubs my clit once more. Fuck your hands. Literally, I'm fucking on your hands. Each finger is perfectly shaped. Moans. So many moons now. Shaking in pleasure. You feel it too. The thrusts of your hips. My bucking backwards into you. God, I feel full. Full with fantasy you. Full of new self-worth. It may not be real. It may not be happening. I may seem silly, but I don't care anymore. I'm going to come, and I'm going to use you to do it. Your hands, your cock, your ass if you let me. Your panting is intoxicating right in my ear, urging the rhythm of your already pounding hips. Doesn't it feel good? I can tell that we're both close. I knew we'll both come together. That's another perk of a fantasy. We can be in sync. That pace set by us both while we chase that feeling. I moan and scream It's feeling amazing. My pussy throbbing around your imaginary cock. It's pulsing inside me now. Fucking come. Come hard. Let me feel it inside. I let out a deep breath. My pussy still twitching with you inside me. Sliding out, making me moon again. It's funny. That look in your eyes looks surreal. Monday will come and that look will be gone. As if sensing my sadness creeping in, your hand reaches and brushes my cheek. Let me have this moment. Let me enjoy this pulsing orgasm just a little longer. It's okay to feel good, even if it's not real. Sometimes you get lonely. That's alright. You have someone there beside you whenever you need. Close your eyes. Grab your cock. Stroke a few times for me. Fantasy me is incorrigible, so hold on tight. Let yourself have fun. I want you to come thinking of me and my fantasy you. Because I won't stop. Fuck me forever. I'm very, very good.